Amen. Take me to the King. See, I don't have much to bring. Here's my heart. My heart is torn in pieces, right? Yes. Thank God. Here's my offering. God is good. And He's so faithful tonight. I thank God for the service this morning. God really spoke to us, didn't it? But what are we going to do about it? That's the thing, isn't it? What are we going to do about it? God wants us to take His word to heart. Amen. He wants us to be obedient to His voice. Hallelujah. Praise God. What are we going to do with what God said to us this morning? He wants us to deny ourselves. Amen. If any man would be my disciple, let him do what? Got to first deny himself. And then take up his cross and follow me. We have a cross tonight to bear, don't we? Each one of God's children have a cross to bear. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to bear that cross. We want to please the Lord. Amen. That's the main thing, to please Him. Because we're living in perilous times. We're living in, hallelujah, thank God, in a world where people hate God. Haters of God. And they're going to hate you if you do God's will. Isn't that right? So we got to realize we have got, thank God, hallelujah, we're living in the end time. In the last of the last days. All right, tonight, let's look at in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1. But we're going to, let me give some background here. Nehemiah, chapter 1. Now, in the Hebrew canon, Ezra and Nehemiah really is one book. Also, 1st and 2nd Chronicles is one book. Amen? Now, in the book of Ezra, the focus is upon rebuilding the temple. In the book of Nehemiah, the focus is on rebuilding the walls. Amen. That's the focus in Nehemiah. Now, God's people was to lift the standard of truth. And there was so much idolatry. Now, we know the kingdom was divided. You know, it was because of Solomon's greed, the kingdoms were divided. And the northern kingdom, which is Israel, in the southern kingdom, which is Judah. Now, Israel went into captivity because they were so disobedient to God. They really disobeyed God, went into idolatry. They served idol gods. But God's people were to lift the standard, but to live holy and pure. God spoke to His people way back. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," didn't He? God called His people to holiness. And the message received this morning was getting back to God. Getting back to holiness. Turning our lives over to God. Denying ourselves. Trusting God fully and letting our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and do what? Glorify our Father which is in heaven. And we want to glorify God tonight, don't we? Hallelujah. Every day God wants us to live for Him and praise Him and magnify His name and honor His name. Amen. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, he took over Jerusalem. Now, when he took over Jerusalem, he didn't just take everybody out at one time. It was in three different stages that he took them out. Amen. He took out certain ones the first stage and second one. So many people the second stage, and so many the third stage. Now, three men that played an important role in rebuilding the temple and the walls. It was Zerubbabel was one. Now, Zerubbabel, after the See, Jeremiah prophesied that God's people was going to go into Babylon for 70 years. And after the 70 years of captivity, Zerubbabel took, he went back to Jerusalem, and he took about 50,000 people with him to build the temple. And after he went back, Ezra returned about 50 years later, and Nehemiah about 15 years after Ezra returned. Nehemiah was a layman. You know, people hung up on titles a lot in the day and time. Isn't that right? A lot of people hung up on titles. They said, I'm bishop so-and-so. I'm apostle so-and-so. Amen? That's what a lot of them feel, you know. And, hey, man, God wants us to be Christians, doesn't it? He wants us to be disciples of Christ. Amen. And well, you have to deny yourself. I mean, titles don't mean a thing.
Come on, brother.
We need substance, don't
yes,
we?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you say you're an apostle, don't get out there telling people you're an apostle. If you're an apostle, you don't have to broadcast it.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Just do the work.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Do the work of an apostle. If you're an apostle, and that'll prove that you're one, doesn't that right?
Amen.
If you're a prophet, I had a man come up to me one time, shook my hand, he said, they call me Eagle Eye. Man, don't you tell me nothing. You know, like he could, you know, see so much. Some of them can't, you know, they just blind as bat. Hallelujah. Amen. But they want the titles. They go by titles, you know. God's faithful, saints of God. Nehemiah was a layman, and he didn't have no fancy name, but he loved God. And that's the main thing, isn't that right? He loved God. He had a zeal for doing God's will. Nehemiah believed in watching and working. He believed in watching and working. He believed in watching and praying. You know, when they got to build that wall, they had to watch, didn't they? You better believe they had to watch. And they had to pray. Hallelujah. See, because the enemy come in. He tried to slip in. But so we got to be, the Bible tells us to be vigilant. Be vigilant. I mean, watchful. Alert.
Amen.
Be vigilant. Be sober. What? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He wanted to devour. He wanted to destroy somebody. Hallelujah. But we got to be up and on the job. We got to be prayerful each day. We got to be seeking the face of God and searching the scriptures. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Search the scriptures, the Bible says. For in them what you think you have eternal life. And they are they that testify of me. We got to search the word of God. And we got to pray and praise God that God would open our understanding to his word. Isn't that right? The disciples had been with the Lord for about 3 years, right? And the Bible says three years or 3.5 years. But the word of God said, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. They didn't understand. And he spoke a lot in parables, didn't he? Jesus spoke a lot in parables. But God's people understood the parables when they had to open heart. But he spoke in parables to keep the ones that didn't believe in him, the ungodly. He concealed the truth from them. That's a dangerous thing. He concealed it from them. Why? But you know why? They said, we know. Hallelujah. They said, we got the truth. Isn't that right? They said, we got it. We know. But they didn't know. If we don't know the Lord, we're lost.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Nehemiah had a good government job in Persia. He had a good job in Persia. And when a lot of the captives left, Nehemiah could have left with them, but he didn't. God had a plan for him. When we are praying, seek God, God will let us know his plan he has for our lives. Isn't that right? But we got to pray, saying we got to believe, but we got to wait on God. That's a problem with a lot of us today. We pray, but we won't wait to get an answer. We'll pray, we'll jump up and start running. And not being led by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, what? They are the sons of God. You gotta wait on the Lord not to be led by His Spirit. Hallelujah. So let's look in Nehemiah chapter 1, beginning verse 1. Nehemiah, a man that loved God, a man that sought God, a man that believed God, a man that prayed, a man that fasted, a man that sought the face of God, and he got answers. He got answers, didn't he? We'll get an answer if we pray and seek God out of a pure heart. Our hearts have got to be in tune with God. Amen. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. What does it say here? Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1. Let's see, I got it here. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's with. All right, read, begin at verse 1. I've got it.
And it came to pass in the month Kislew, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace.
Yes.
That Hananiah, one of my brothers, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped.
I asked him concerning the Jews that had escaped, all right?
Which were left of the captivity.
And concern, I asked him about him. I want to know about it. He was concerned. He wanted to know what had happened. What had happened to him? All right.
And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction.
Stop. The remnant that are left, they're in great affliction. They're having problems there. They're having problems, all right?
And reproach.
And reproach. Reproach is brought upon them because the walls are torn down. The temple, there's no temple there to worship. That's a bad thing, isn't it? The temple got torn down. And the walls got torn down. Look, so what they didn't have, they were just in shambles. So somebody, God had to lay it on somebody's heart to go to bat, so to speak. God had to lay it on somebody's heart to get up. Get up to pray and seek Him and get His will and obey Him. What does it say? The walls of the room is broken down.
And the gates thereof are burnt with fire.
My Lord, stop. The gates are burned with fire. The walls are torn down. The gates are burned with fire. So therefore, the enemy can come in any time and just destroy and do what they want to do. All right?
And it came to pass, when I heard these words.
When I heard these words. Listen to what Nehemiah said. When I heard these words, he did something.
That I sat down and wept.
Stop. He sat down and did what? He sat down and wept. Hallelujah. Where are our tears today? Where are the tears today? My. Where are the tears? Jesus wept, didn't he?
Amen.
Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
Amen.
Yes. And when he wept, I mean, it wasn't just a little light. He wept. He wailed.
Amen.
He said how Jesus, when he wept, he wailed over that city because they were as what? Sheep not having a shepherd. But they rejected him. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Huh? But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
To them that believe on his name. Amen. So he wept, thank God, over the city. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often, hallelujah, would I have gathered you together as a hen gathers her brood, isn't that right? But you would not. My God, so that they were left desolate, lonely, without God. Hallelujah. Amen. What does it say there? Read. He said, I sit down and wept, but.
And mourned certain days.
Stop. He sat down and wept, and where's the mourning? Where's the mourning? My. Bible said, blessed they that mourn what? They should be comforted. We should mourn sometime. Isn't that right? I mean, we can, if we look at the conditions that as our pastor talked this morning about the church. My God, the church. Isn't that right? The church.
On,
thank God we lead Omosanda, Amakuya, Bahanda. We've let down. We don't pray like we should. And we're not as thankful. Let me talk about myself now. I mean, I know I don't pray like I should. I'm not as thankful as I should be. I'm not pointing the finger at nobody. I mean, it, you know, hallelujah. But we need to get back to God. Isn't that right? We really do. We really need to, in prayer, fasting, searching the scriptures. God wants to send a revival. Left up to us, isn't it? We've got to get right with God. Our hearts got to be pure. We got to love God above all.
Amen.
Isn't that right? God got to come first in our lives.
Yes.
And we live in, as our pastor talked this morning about this get rich gospel. And people are buying into it. Hallelujah. A lot of God's people are buying into it. But that's the sad part about it.
Amen.
Some people that really know God buying it. In other words, they want to get rich quick. Hallelujah. And a lot of Christians going to buy lotto, playing lotto. It's not of God. Get rich, King. It doesn't please God. The Bible speaks about a person that tried to get rich quick. It's in Proverbs. I'm trying to see how to get, look up that scripture for me about he that, in other words, somebody that want to just get rich quick. Hallelujah. They're deceived. Amen. Hallelujah. I see some smartphones. They're working here. But those phones are too smart for me. My sweetheart got what she know how to work it. We got some other folks know how to work these phones here. It talks about how somebody that they want to get it. I'm talking about Proverbs. One in Proverbs. Yeah. One in Proverbs. I can't think of exactly how it goes. But anyway. Hallelujah. That's in Timothy, yeah. So, but they that be rich. Now, let me work with. No, that's not the one. It's one in Proverbs. It talks about how that. In other words, if somebody want to get rich. Look, somebody said they can find that for me. It might be. I don't know what to say. Uh-huh. All right. All right. You got to be hard. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, we're reading King James. What does it say? Hallelujah. See, some people, they don't want to get out there and work hard work. And, you know, and when you get older, you don't have to work harder. You could be able to work smarter. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Should be able to. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anyway, now Timothy talks about it too. They that would be rich in this world fall into temptation and a snare. See, because there's not too many people can handle riches.
Amen.
Not right. No matter, some people, they just can't handle it.
Amen.
You read about people that win the lotto, it's not many of them that you read, but you know, how they end up with good. It's not many of them. Hallelujah, because they don't know how to handle it. But God is faithful. And if we'll trust God and live for God, you got the scripture?
What about Proverbs 28:22?
That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. Wait a minute, hold on a minute. That's the one I'm looking for. What does it say now? Take your time and read it. Stop. He that hastens to be rich. In other words, I got to working hard to get rich. It's, you know, just doing this and doing that. He that hastens to be rich, what?
Has an evil eye.
Stop. Has an evil eye. Have an evil eye. He have an evil eye. Isn't that something? All right.
And considers not that poverty shall come upon him.
And you don't consider that poverty shall come upon him. Amen. And that's, look at the people that won the lotto. Most of them now, most of them, I didn't say all of them, but most of them, they win a lotto, and in so many years, a few years, they broke. Isn't that right? Because they hated to be rich. They'd spend all that money. Some of them take the whole check, the whole paycheck, and buy lotto tickets. They don't provide for families. A lot of the men don't provide for their family. I got to win this lotto. And when they get way up there for so many million, boy. Huh.
Lines are out the door.
Yeah, that's right. Lines are out of the door. I mean, that's a deception from the devil. What does that scripture say? He that hastens to be rich. Is that what it say?
Have an evil eye.
My. Let's listen at this. God's true people don't have an evil eye. But you know, some of God's true people are buying lotto tickets. Isn't that right? But they shouldn't be doing it.
Amen.
It's not of God. It doesn't please God. Hallelujah. It doesn't please God. They have an evil eye. And what else to say? And they don't consider the poverty can come upon them, and we can see it happening. See, the word of God is true.
Amen.
When the word of God says something, you just say, amen. That's what we need to say. Isn't that right? Amen. When the word of God, whatever the word of God say amen. Because it's true. But we serve a true God.
Yes.
We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
We serve an awesome God, don't we? Who have a God like our God? Who have a God like our God? Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. All right. Back to Nehemiah. What did it say? He said he wept
and he mourned certain days.
This is a man that taken the work of God to heart. This is a man that loved God. This is a man that loved God's people. He wept and he mourned certain days. All right, what else did he do? My. Stop right there, brother. Ooh. See, that's the key to getting answers from God. If you know you want answers from the Lord, sometimes we have to pray and seek God, and we really want something from God. The devil, you know what? Anytime we pray, the devil's there to block our prayer. Isn't that right? He to hinder our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he can't hinder your prayer. What did the Apostle Paul said? And even in hinder your prayer and hinder your work for God, whatever you're doing for God, the devil tried to hinder that. Isn't that right? Remember, Paul said, we would have come unto you once and again, even our Paul, but what? Satan hindered us. He can hinder God. He hinder God's people sometimes, doesn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But like our pastor says, we don't quit. We don't stop. We keep going. Isn't that right? The true people of God keep, that we got our eyes on the Lord, and we're going to follow him, thank God, as long as breath is in our body. That's the attitude we got to have. As long as breath. See, we don't know what. Hallelujah. The Bible said, we don't know the day nor the hour of the Son of Man cometh. But it said, be ye also ready.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Be ready every day.
Amen.
Live for the Lord each day.
Amen.
Keep your mind on the Lord. Hallelujah. Do God's will. Praise God. We need to really praise God more. I know I do. I try to praise him. You know, I do praise him, but not enough. You know why? Because of God's great goodness and his mercy. His mercy. His grace. His peace. Thank God. Amen. We can't praise him enough. Isn't that right? We can't love him enough. We can't honor him enough. But we need to give God all we have. Each day. Each day, thank God. What the word of God said, from the rising of the sun to the going there and thereof, the name of the Lord should be praised. Isn't that right? And who is God looking for to praise him? His people. Isn't that right? His people. He wants us to praise him. But Nehemiah saw that Jerusalem was in chaos. Note the temple torn down, the walls burned with fire. And when he heard about it, he wept, he mourned, and he fasted. Let it get the job done. Isn't that right? Remember when we talked about Jehoshaphat? How they prayed, didn't they? They prayed, they fasted, and God answered, didn't he? Hallelujah. And here's Nehemiah praying, and he's praying, and he mourned, and he fasted. Read. And I prayed before the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, you see this situation, Lord. God, Hallelujah. I know this doesn't please you for Jerusalem, the temple torn down, the walls are burned with fire. It doesn't please, Lord. I want to do something about it with your help. He believed God, didn't he? I want to do something about it with your help. He prayed. He wept. He mourned. He fasted. All right.
And said, I beseech thee, O Lord.
And he began to pray to the Lord. He talked to the Lord. I beseech thee, O Lord. Lord, we know. Read that again. I beseech thee, O Lord, what?
Verse 5. And said, I beseech thee, O God, God of heaven.
Yes.
The great and terrible God.
Lord, you're great and you're terrible. And he is, isn't he? He's a great God. He's a terrible God. Amen. He's terrible to the ones that disobey him, isn't he?
Amen.
And to the wicked, that's right. The wicked shall be cast into hell. And every nation that forget God. Isn't that right? And there's a lot of wicked people today on this earth thinking they missed and missed big stuff. But they're not. Hallelujah. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we're going to be lost. Lost eternally. But the devil deceives people and make them think that they are right. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. What? But the end thereof are the ways of death.
Amen.
And the devil deceived him, and he painted him a pretty picture and said, you all right? But thank God, if you're not right with God, you're not all right.
Amen.
To be right with God, you have to be right with God to be all right. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Because we live in a time when people are seeking peace. They're seeking peace. But until they come to the Prince of Peace, they're not going to have it. They can't find peace. They can't find joy.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Isn't that right?
Yes.
The joy. The joy. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and joy might be what? Full. He wants us to be full of his joy.
Yes.
Full. Bubbling over. Running over. Thank God. Well, people can see Jesus in us. Not us. Not me. Not you. But Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that right? Thank God. Let your light shine that men may see your good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven. Glorify his name. Magnify his name. Honor his name. Praise his name.
Yeah.
He's faithful. He's worthy. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Glory.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God. Thank God for all his benefits tonight. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the highest. Isn't he faithful? Isn't he good? He's a great God. Oh God, send revival, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Lord, help us to continue in your word that we be your disciples indeed. What did it say, my brother? Yes. Yes, we know you keep coming mercy to them that love and keep it. Yes, do your will. All right.
Let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant.
Stop. My. Here's a man that's really talking to his God.
Amen.
Nehemiah knew God, didn't he? He knew him. He didn't just know about him. Do we know the Lord tonight? Don't we know him?
Yes.
We know the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's been why we can trust him.
Amen.
We know he'll do what he says.
Amen.
We know he loves us.
Amen.
Thank God. Jesus loved us so much, he died on that cross, didn't he? And when he put him on that cross, thank God those nails didn't hold him to that cross. Love helped him, isn't that right? He consented to die. He consented to die, didn't he? He consented to die. Praise God. On whom all blessings flow. Thank God. Oh my God, help us tonight, Lord, to see you and to know you, Lord God, to really draw close to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, draw nigh unto me, and God said, draw nigh unto me, and I draw nigh unto you. Isn't that right? He want us to be close to him. He want to be close to us. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Bless your name tonight, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Nehemiah. a man of God. He's talking to the Lord himself here. He's talking to God. And what did he say again? Go ahead. Read that. Read that verse, what you just read. Read it over.
Let thy ear now be attentive.
Let your ear be, in other words, let your ear be open, Lord God.
And thy eyes open.
Your ears open and your eyes open, Lord. That you may hear the prayer of your servant. Lord, I'm your servant. I want you to hear my prayer. All right?
Which I pray before thee now, day and night.
It said that he sought the Lord for 4 months. About 4 months. My. I pray before thee day and night. Isn't this something? When we pray before God day and night, God here and answer our prayer moment. When we got out of a pure heart. We're doing some fasting, some mourning, thank God, and seeking God's faith. God will hear and answer our prayer, won't he? You better believe he will. How many of y'all know he will? How many have had prayers answered?
Amen.
Thank God. We know God hears and answers prayer, don't we? This is not a guess thing. This is a no. We have a no so salvation, don't we? We know the Lord. We know he's faithful. We know he's true. Thank God. And we know he's coming back soon. Praise God. What's he coming after?
A pure church.
Church without spot or wrinkle is such thing. He's coming after people that's looking for him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Praise God from whom I... And as our pastor brought out this morning, the Lord said, I come quickly. I come quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's coming.
Amen.
We know he's coming soon. We used to sing a song, he's coming soon. He's coming soon. Did y'all ever sing that song? With joy we'll welcome his return. It may be morning, maybe not at noon. We know it's coming soon. Amen. He's coming soon. Amen. So that's maybe why we need to live right every day.
Amen.
Live right. Praise God. Honor God. Love God. Magnify the Lord. So we don't know when he's coming to take us out of here. But when he takes us out of here, he's taking us home. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Is that right? What Paul said. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Thank God. What are we going to gain? We're going to gain heaven. Thank God and all of his riches. Heaven is rich, isn't it? Better believe heaven is rich. Thank God. Heaven is rich. Praise God. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to be there with him. Isn't that right? And we know this. We have an assurance tonight. Thank God that we know our Father. We know our God. And we know our King. Well, the song said, take me to the King. Thank God. He's our King, isn't it? You better believe he is. Hallelujah. And he loves us. Thank God. And he wants us to do his will.
Amen.
He wants us to please him. Hallelujah. I'm 77 years old. That's pretty old, isn't it? What do you think about that, brother? Amen, sister. Thank you. Glory. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
To be on your way to heaven?
Amen.
That's so wonderful, my God. Because this world, Jesus in the world, you're going to have tribulation. That's right. In the world, you're not going to have no peace in the world.
No.
Hallelujah. But thank God we have peace in him tonight.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank God for that peace. All right, let's read a little bit more of this in Nehemiah. What does it say?
Which I pray before thee now.
Uh-huh. I pray for the children. See, intercessory prayer. I pray for the children of Israel. Pray for himself. And praying for, it's intercessory prayer. Praying for the children of Israel. All right.
Thy servants.
Stop. I'm going to confess the sins of the children of Israel. We have to confess our sins, don't we? You know, we have sins. We sins of omission and commission. Isn't that right? Bad attitudes at times. We know that. Hallelujah. So we ask God to forgive us so we can be pure before him. So we can please him. We want to please God and not man.
Amen.
All right.
We have sinned against thee.
See, you see here? He didn't just say it. He put himself right in there. Because he knew he wasn't. We all need prayer, don't we? We all need help. We all need God,
Amen.
Don't we? We all do. And we need to admit that.
Amen.
And we don't pray a prayer and say, you know, pointing at somebody else. No, no, no. As Pastor Ben brought out this morning, we don't. I mean, we love. I really enjoyed the service this morning. God spoke to us this morning, didn't he, my brother? God spoke to us this morning. He really did. I want to take that word to heart. I really do. I want to take it to heart, thank God, and obey it. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. And it's God going to add souls here, right here, right here. Our family's coming in. Some how, Brother Willie got a boy, if just a few of Brother Willie's family coming, we got to do something different, won't we? But he got a big family. We went to that, what was that, a birthday party we went to? Boy, it was yours, brother? Oh, all right. For all those people? Oh, so you big 5'0"? A little older than that now, huh? 5'2" now, huh? All right. That's all right. God's bless you. You're living for the Lord. That's the main thing, isn't it, man? I mean, have a life that please God. Oh, God. My God. Help us tonight, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. God, we praise you tonight. We magnify you. All right, read just a little bit more of that. Come on.
We have dealt very corruptly against thee.
See there? See? It goes back to Moses, doesn't it? It goes back to Moses. Hallelujah. The law was given by Moses. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God gave Moses that law.
Yes.
And grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The law. We haven't kept your laws and commandments that you gave to Moses, your servant. Moses. Hallelujah. All right. I beg you, I beseech you.
The word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations.
You see that? God warned them, didn't he?
Amen.
If you transgress, I'm going to scatter you. And he did, didn't he? He scattered them abroad among the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He had my Lord God. Hallelujah. But when they would repent and turn back to God, God would always forgive them. Isn't that right? Have forgiven. Amen. We have a loving God tonight. A God that loves us. Thank God. What did God say to Israel? I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Thank God. And we thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercies.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Lord, help us tonight to do your will. All right. What verse are you reading, brother? All right, read this. What did it say now?
But if you turn unto me
and keep my commandments
and do them,
though
they were of you cast out unto the othermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. He let them, if it turned back to him, how he would deliver them.
Amen.
He would set them free.
Amen.
Amen. And it's the same thing for us today. Amen. God, help us to turn to you with a whole heart and to worship you and serve you and honor and magnify your name and glorify your name, Lord. God, we're living in the last of the last days, and we know you're coming soon, Lord. We know you're coming, Lord, after church, Lord. So help us, Lord God, to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow you. Oh, God, stir our hearts and our minds to do your will, Lord. Move for the hungry and thirsty, Lord. Add to the church daily such as should be saved, Lord. Help us to walk close to you, Lord. Not in Ulama, Sidorama, Kunda, Ulama, Idorama, Soya. Help us to lead Ulama. Help us to be led by the Spirit of the Lord, Lord God. Continuing in your word, doing the will of God, from the blessed, delivered, healed, set free, Lord God. Meet the needs of your people here and everywhere, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord God. We claim deliverance, God. We claim your peace, Master, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.